Welcome to Food for Thought, the place to explore, celebrate, and manifest a life motivated and defined by unconditional compassion and optimal wellness. My name is Colleen Patrick-Goudreau. I am your host. You can find me at joyfulvegan.com and on social media. You can subscribe to this podcast, Food for Thought, on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And of course, if you're enjoying this free podcast, it is sponsored by listeners like you. You can go to patreon.com/ColleenPatrickGoudreau to support this work. If you already subscribe or listen or have shared this podcast or reviewed it, thank you so much. I am here to just spend a couple minutes with you because I feel that I haven't spoken to you in so long, and it is for a good reason. I am working on my 7th book. I mean, technically it's my 8th book, but I don't feel like explaining how and why. But it is a book that I think will be so helpful to everyone listening. It's called The Joyful Vegan. And you know, my work has been based on joy and veganism. And being a joyful vegan, my website is Joyful Vegan, that has become my brand. And the book is called The Joyful Vegan, Everything You Need to Stay Vegan in a World That Wants You to Eat Meat, Dairy, and Eggs. Because there are so many challenges around the social aspects and the emotional aspects once you become vegan, you know, I help people through the transition of becoming vegan, and we do talk about that as a journey, but I think we forget that staying vegan and once you become vegan, it's also a journey. And I take you on that journey. I provide really a lot of support around the social aspects, the emotional aspects, and I am so proud of this book and so excited to share it with you. However, it is consuming all of my time. I underestimated the amount of time it would take to write it, and to write it, of course, well. And the deadline is just around the corner, and I haven't been able to really come up for air to do much else. You can find me on social media every day. You've been seeing these 1-minute videos that I've been posting. They're really also helpful for the book, because the book will include my short answers to the typical questions we're asked about veganism and animal rights, animal protection, animal welfare, et cetera, animals in general. And so you can follow me on Instagram. People have really been loving these 1-minute videos. They're short. They cover the basic questions we're asked, and they're easily shareable. They also go over to Facebook, but on Instagram is where you can really find them. Also on YouTube, I'm putting them out there every week, and on my website, joyfulvegan.com. So I am doing as much as I can to continue inspiring and informing you. But as far as the podcast, I just haven't had the bandwidth to do more than the book. So please just stay with me a little longer. Don't leave me. Your support means everything to me. And the book will be something you will be able to share with your family, with your friends, and that's something I think you're going to really value. So stay with me. And what I've been doing is rebroadcasting a lot of the popular episodes and removing some dated material. And of course, if there's ever dated material, you just know that, you know, you can find the website if you just search around for it. But the content remains. I've always been committed to not having content that would be dated, so the content remains relevant. So I wanted to just tell you, though, because there's another aspect of my work that I know some of you are aware of, but these trips that we've been doing and we've been hosting, they are filling a void, I feel, that has long been needed to be filled, and people are clearly responding to them. So I wanted to just tell you and announce to you the upcoming trips we have for, I mean, really, we've got Europe, we've got Africa, and we've got Asia. We've got 3 continents. People have asked if I'm going to do trips in North America, probably eventually. But keep in mind that the, you know, people are asking me, like, well, will you ever do a trip to X, and will you ever do a trip to Y, or are you going to do that trip to, you know, Vietnam again? Because I couldn't do it last time, but I want to do it next time. These trips are only a go when people sign up. So there's no guarantee these trips are going to go on beyond, I don't know, next year when we have the 2 trips that we, well, the 2 trips that are already filled, which are the 2 Rwanda trips. I don't know, because we're half filled for the Alsace trip, and I'll tell you more, and as well as the Thailand trip for 2019. So I'll tell you more about them, but I can't guarantee that these trips are a go. So don't expect them to be around forever. But start saving and start planning, because we're giving you well enough notice. That makes sense. I'm giving you enough notice well in advance to enable you to plan these trips. So we are going to Rwanda in June and July of 2019. Those two trips sold out within a week. The reason the first one sold out so quickly was because everyone who came on our Thailand trip in 2018 signed up for the Rwanda trip for the June Rwanda 2019 trip. The Rwanda trips are so absolutely magical. And I say that because we're basically replicating a trip that we did on our own, me, David, my husband, and our partners, World Vegan Travel, Brighty and Seb, who you've heard me talk about a number of times. So our trip to Rwanda was absolutely magical, and that's why we decided to plan a Rwanda CPG vegan trip for you, because it was life-altering. It was just an incredible place. And we're also adding some things we didn't do, which we're very excited about. So very briefly, just telling you about the Rwanda trips. So we sold out of June, we sold out of July. So once the first one sold out because the people from Thailand joined us, we added one in July because we're going to be there. So we thought, well, let's just see if other people want to go. And that sold out within a week. What we've done now is we've added a December 2019. It goes into 2020. So basically, we will be celebrating New Year's together that goes into 2020. So December 2019 to January 2020 is our next trip to Rwanda. Again, it's only a go if you sign up. And the reason I'm announcing this so early is because these are trips of a lifetime. They are not inexpensive. The permit to see the gorillas is $1,500. So these are expensive trips, but they're once-in-a-lifetime trips. They are life-altering, life-changing, incredible trips. And you are supporting the conservation of the mountain gorillas, the golden monkeys, and the safari that we're doing in Akagera, which is another national park in Rwanda, which we didn't do when we were there on our own, but we are doing for all of these upcoming trips because of the genocide and the refugee crisis after the genocide. Akagera National Park was decimated. Animals were killed, hunted, poached, just destroyed. The whole forest was destroyed because, or the national park, I should say, was destroyed because of the refugee crisis. Now, with everything settled and Rwanda is an incredibly stable, safe country, the Akagera National Park has been brought back. The animals have been reintroduced. So you will see lions and elephants and hippos and zebras and all of the animals you would expect to see in other countries we think about as the safari countries. So that's part of this trip. And you support the conservation of these animals. I don't know if you heard recently, if you follow the Diane Fossey Gorilla Fund, but mountain gorillas have made such a comeback. They have now been removed from the critically endangered list. They're still endangered, and there's 1,000 left. We will be seeing one of the groups of, well, who, you know, you and I will be seeing several groups together, but we will be seeing some of those groups of that 1,000. So it's still a small number because this is the only place in the world mountain gorillas live, in the Volcanoes National Park in Rwanda. And somewhat in Uganda and Congo, but it's because of the ecotourism dollars. It really is because of the money that we pay for those permits to see these mountain gorillas who are acclimated to humans, and it's done in a very controlled way. The gorillas don't see, no single gorilla sees a human being for more than an hour a day, so it's very tightly controlled. And there's no poaching and there's no hunting in Rwanda. So it's very controlled and very managed. And because of that, these gorillas are coming back, and especially compared to what it was like when Diane Fossey first started protecting them, tracking them, noting their numbers. So that's a success story, and that's something to be proud of. But that's one of the reasons it's an expensive trip. So the reason I'm telling you this far in advance is because it will give you time to save. And when you sign up for these trips, you make a deposit to sign up and secure your spot, but you're not paying the full amount right away. You pay it in installments. So don't feel overwhelmed, like, well, I don't have that kind of money right now. You don't have to front it right away. You'll talk to us about the payment plan and the installments, and that's how it works. But to secure your spot, you need to put a deposit down. And like I said, these trips sold out very quickly last time, and we're hoping they sell out again, because it would be such a loss if you didn't come to this country and, of course, do it five-star style, vegan style, CPG vegan style, which is incredible. So we celebrate the culture, the people, the food as much as possible, because in this case, we will be eating lots of other types of cuisines, but local restaurants It's not all Rwandan food. There's some wonderful Indian restaurants, some wonderful Mediterranean restaurants, some wonderful local restaurants. I think a San Francisco couple opened this one restaurant we went to, which is fabulous. But we're celebrating the people. We're celebrating, of course, the conservation and the animals. So we will be seeing the mountain gorillas, the golden monkeys. Down south, we're going to be seeing the chimpanzees live in person. You'll hear chimpanzees in the forest. There's kind of nothing like that, I have to tell you. It was absolutely incredible. So you can see more if you go to cpgvegantrips.com and you click on December 2019 to 2020, Rwanda. You can see all the details. And ask us any questions you have and put your deposit down. It will be worth it, I promise you. But this trip is not a go unless people sign up, so don't hesitate, okay? That's number one. Number two, what we also have going on in 2019 is what we're calling a curated trip. And that means it's a place that we've been to, because we don't run any trips that we haven't scouted, that we haven't been to, that we haven't experienced, because we work very closely with people on the ground to make this the best experience for you. The curated trip means that it's a place that we've been to, but I don't go. So it just means, you know, I've curated the trip. I have chosen everything we're doing. You're going with my trusted partners and dear friends, Bridie and Seb of World Vegan Travel, but I'm not going to be there, but you're going to experience everything. So in Thailand, you experience, again, the food, the culture, the music, the history, and you experience the animal conservation and rescue groups. So you go to Phuket and you go to the Phuket Elephant Sanctuary and you hang out with elephants who've been rescued from the tourism industry. You go to Soi Dog and you visit the dogs and hang out with the people and hang out with cats as well. And you hear the story of Soi Dogs, which is Soi means street, S-O-I means street in Thailand. And you can listen to the podcast episode I did on Thailand to get more. And you can go to the website also. And then we also go to a Gibbons Rehabilitation Rescue Center, which is incredible. So Thailand is wonderful. And that is half full. So please, again, put your deposit down now. This trip is only a go if people sign up. So CPG Vegan Trips. The other trip we have in 2019 is also a repeat, but I will be there, of the trip we're doing this year. We're leaving in a couple weeks for Alsace. It starts in Paris, France, and then we go to Alsace. And it's a region of France that's really interesting because it went back and forth between a German run and France run. And so it's got elements of both. It's got elements of France and Germany. And it's an incredible place. And it's a wonderful, magical place for Christmas. So that's why we made this our Christmas trip. And we filled up for our Alsace 2018. We're going there soon. We're going to have an incredible time. Like I said, we're starting in Paris. And then we're spending the rest of the time in Alsace and going to Christmas markets. We also have a really special animal sanctuary we found in the forest in the Black Forest in Germany. So we're just crossing the border and going over there to see bears and wolves who've been protected by some wonderful activists in that region, and their cafe is vegan. So this is what we find on these CPG trips. We just find these gems that you would never otherwise be able to find and have the kind of access to that you have on these trips. So the Alsace trip that we sold out four of in 2018, we're running again in December 2019. So yes, that means that I will be going over to Rwanda after the Alsace trip. Do you see that? So we're doing the Alsace Christmas 2019 and we're half full. So sign up. We want that trip to run and we don't want you to miss out. And so after that trip to Alsace, I will be then heading over to Rwanda, and then we run the Rwanda trip that goes into 2020. So you can do both if you want. You certainly can, but that's why those are back-to-back because, again, I'm already in Europe, and it's easier, obviously, to just hop over to Rwanda from Europe, and that would be that, but it's only going to run if it's sold. So go to CPG Vegan Trips. And then, very excited to announce the upcoming trips for 2020. Yeah, we're already in 2020 because, again, we want to give you time to plan. So, drumroll, the 2020 trips are, I'm very excited. You can't sign up yet. You can't sign up yet because we still have scouting to do. We still have to go to these places. We still have to price a few things out. But this is just to get you excited so that you can start figuring out what you want to do in 2019, what you want to do in 2020. And one of them actually goes into 2021. So the first one in June of 2020, perfect summer trip, perfect summer trip to the Dordogne region in France. And you probably haven't heard of this region. It's not as well known as the nearby Provence region, but it is so stunningly beautiful. You will be blown away. And it's the reason we're doing it in the summertime, because it's the perfect time to go in the summertime. It's filled with medieval villages, the prehistoric art caves. So if you've heard of Lascaux, and I've talked about Lascaux, Lascaux is where they have where there's the original prehistoric caves, where there's the original prehistoric paintings, those animals painted in those caves in Lascaux. That's where we're going. So I've talked about the origins of our art and depictions of animals are in these caves. I've talked about this because it's really the beginning of evidence of not only our relationship with other animals, but our awe of other animals. So we're going to Lascaux, which I'm really excited about. That's another thing that we will be experiencing there in the Dordogne region. The river, we're getting on the river. The river is just absolutely stunning. If you just type in Dordogne, I'll spell it for you, Dordogne, Dordogne region in France, you will see the stunning medieval villages with the river running through. It's just incredible. Hilltop castles. And are you ready for this? In this region will be the first European elephant sanctuary ever. There's no elephant sanctuary. When I say elephant sanctuary, obviously Thailand has several elephant sanctuaries for the elephants who are rescued from the logging and tourism industries. But what we're talking about here are like the elephant sanctuaries we have in North America, elephants who've been rescued from circuses, from zoos. So there are no elephant sanctuaries. And this wonderful organization is building their sanctuary as we speak, and it will be done by the time we are planning on going. So you will experience an elephant sanctuary in the Dordogne region. So that is in this June of 2020. And then we're going to stay for the second trip, which is Provence. And I don't know if you know anything about Provence or France, but it is virtually impossible to really enjoy the cuisine in Provence if you're vegan. And it is just the truth. It is a very cheese, dairy, meat heavy region. And we've been there. And again, we have lots of tricks up our sleeve. So many tricks. And so we want you to experience Provence the way everyone else experiences Provence. 5-star, full on, vegan, eating, enjoying, experiencing. It's just one of the most incredible places in Europe. It just really is. I mean, Provence, there's a reason it's one of the top tourism places in Europe. So we'll be doing sightseeing, markets, wineries, lots of French dishes. You're not going to miss out. That's what these trips to France are all about. There's no reason that just because you're vegan and you don't want to hurt animals, that you shouldn't get to experience the abundance and the joy of traveling to places like Provence, Dordogne, Alsace in France. So you come on CPG vegan trips and you experience that abundance. Croissants, cheese, tapenade, pastries, everything. And then in 2020, 2021, because it goes over a new year, we're going to Botswana. And at this point, we're planning on doing Botswana, Kenya, and South Africa. And I know it sounds like a lot, but it's really the way this works is you really can't get very easily from, say, Kenya to Botswana without first having to go to South Africa. So we're adding South Africa because you have to fly through Johannesburg. But we're going to go to Cape Town also, which includes a farm animal sanctuary, wineries in that area. But of course, Botswana. You can go listen to my podcast episode I've done on our trips to Africa. Botswana is incredible. And, you know, I've talked about Botswana's conservation philosophy being high cost, low impact, low volume. And it's because it costs more to go to the Botswanan camps, safari camps, but it's because that it costs more that you actually have fewer people. And it's just less impact on the animals, on the environment. So a lot of the places where you can go to safaris, you know, there's like 15 jeeps that'll show up and like park and, you know, gawk at a lion. Whereas when you're in Botswana, maybe there was another jeep. To be honest, most of the time it was just us. There was one sunset drive where there was like another jeep. Maybe two, but that was it. And it was otherwise just us. And so Botswana is absolutely incredible. And of course, yes, we're talking about seeing elephants in the wild, zebras, just so many animals. And you can go see more about that and listen to my podcast episode about that. Kenya, we're going to the David Sheldrick elephant orphanage. So baby elephants who have been orphaned for one reason or another, either because their mothers were poached, their mothers died, etc. They are rescued by this incredible organization. They are nursed and nurtured, and then they go on to the next sanctuary where they're then starting to get acclimated more to the environment, to other elephants, and then they're eventually released back into the wild. So that's why we want to go to Kenya. And there's so many wonderful things also about Kenya as well. And it's easy to fly into Nairobi. So all I'm saying is, if you're interested in traveling with me and going to the most wonderful places around the world, having the best experience, celebrating community, meeting like-minded people. So many of the people who've been on our trips have become very close friends now. Lots of singles come, so don't feel like you have to come with another person or be part of a couple. Lots of singles come, and it's another reason why people like coming on these trips, is because you might be intimidated to go to places that, you know, feel intimidating and really far away, like countries in Africa. And if you go on other group trips, and that's really the only way to do a trip like a Botswana trip, you're not going to be catered to as vegan. You're just not. They are going to probably help you out, and they will, but you're not going to have the kind of luxury five-star gourmet cuisine that we arrange for. It's just the way it is. So it's worth, you know, the other, you know, maybe in a little extra money, but you're not even paying more, to be honest. Coming on our trip versus other trips to these places, you're paying for what it costs to go to these trips. But we just curate it, we manage it, and we control everything. So, and you know, we're all vegan, we're all ethical vegans, and we just do everything to make it the most wonderful experience for you. And so I hope you can join us for one of these trips or some of these trips. cpgvegantrips.com. You can join the mailing list. You can ask us any questions you have, but I would encourage you to get on the wait list, or just get on the list, put your deposit down for any of these trips that you're interested in. Like I said, you could get your money back if these trips don't run. So you'll get your money back. If you put your deposit down and like the trip doesn't run, you get your money back. So there's no loss. You don't get your money back if the trip runs and you're coming, because then you're coming and you're paying for it. But there's really nothing to lose by saying, yeah, I'm really interested in that trip. You will lose out if you don't do that and it fills up and you don't get to come. So on that note, cpgvegantrips.com. I can't wait to see you in Rwanda, Dordogne, Thailand. Okay, you won't see me in Thailand. Alsace, Botswana, Kenya. Anyway, I just can't wait to see you, and stay in touch. And for the animals, this is Colleen Patrick-Goudreau. Thanks for listening. Mm-hmm.